98.7, 92.3 around the Yearly Beach Lagoon. It is the greatest hits here at Triple M. Jay and Dave for breakfast. And it's all thanks to Mackay Sugar City Sounds. If you haven't got your tickets yet, make sure you go and get them, okay? Because everyone else is getting them at the moment. Or you can wait until after 8 o'clock with the local quiz. You could win a double pass on us. However, the impossible question, it's back again. It's getting very close to the answer now. If you want to give it a crack, 13-27-10. Here it is again for you. Some people do this a lot, some not at all. But on average, of those who do it, they do it once a day. That is the impossible question. And I know we're getting very close to it. Okay, we'll start off with Dave. Dave, mate, what do you reckon the answer is?
Having breakfast.
Breakfast. Oh, that's a good one. That is an excellent one. But... sorry, mate.
No worries. Cheers.
See you, mate. Take it easy out in the truck there as well. Hey, Chris, I know you're working at the moment. What do you reckon the answer is?
Hitting the snooze several times. Yesterday, someone said just once.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
I like where you're going with it.
Nah, not right, eh?
You're right that it's not right, yeah.
See ya, mate.
See ya. Stephen, mate, what do you reckon the answer is?
Sneeze.
Sneeze is a great one, but we've had it a number of times now.
Ah, nightmare.
It is a nightmare. It's frustrating, isn't it?
All right.
Have a great day at work, okay?
Yeah, bet.
See you, mate. We'll take one more. Karen's on the road around Bloomsbury. Karen, what do you reckon the answer is?
Oh, sorry. All right, scratching your head.
You just plucked that out of nowhere, didn't you?
Yeah, actually, because I was ringing to tell you there's patches of fog on the road north of Mackay, some of it quite heavy.
Oh, okay, yep. Whereabouts is that?
Well, I haven't hit Cuttable yet, but it's getting lighter as we get south.
Okay,
up
no
up
worries.
Around Bloomsbury, it's quite heavy in the hills there.
Okay, no worries. Thank you very much for the call, and look, have another think about it, okay? Here it is again for you. Some people do this a lot, some not at all, but on average, those who do it, they do it once a day, okay? Oh, she's just dropped out. All right, it's back again at 7 o'clock today. It is the impossible question, and it's all thanks to Coco Cobano. Another $50 up for grabs. Hey, Jay being away, we get to replay some of the great stuff that we've done over the past 8 years, especially this year. We're going to relive one of those moments after Tom Petty at Triple M. Wham on the M's at 7:09, Jay and Dave for breakfast. All thanks to Mackay Sugar City Sounds. Get your tickets at themech.com.au for 22nd of September at BB Prince Stadium. All the details at triplem.com.au. And also the details for the Festival of Arts. Damien Callinan, the Swingman Show. He's bringing that to town as part of the Festival of Arts. He's on the way in about 5 minutes' time. However, this impossible question has got everyone going. If you want to give it a crack, now's the time to call. 13-27-10. The question again, some people do this a lot, some not at all, but on average of those who do it, they do it once a day. Now, when Jay told me the answer, it makes a lot of sense. And I can tell you, one person has come... actually, no, two people have come extremely close to the answer. But I do need the exact answer. So think of some of the answers we've had so far in the past, 2 weeks or so for this one. Some people do this a lot, some not at all, but on average, those who do it, they do it once a day. It could score you $50 to spend at Coco Cabano. We'll start off with Jody. What's the answer, Jody?
Would it be washing the dishes?
Washing the dishes once a day. Those that do it, yes, I can see where you're going with it. But and we haven't had that answer in the past either, but no, incorrect.
Okay, no worries, thanks.
Have a great day. See you later.
Bye.
All right, there's one down. Okay, Mel, what do you reckon the answer is?
Burp.
Burp.
I thought it was that by now.
I think we've actually had that one before.
Yeah, I thought you had to.
Back to the drawing board. Hey, thanks, Mel.
Thanks.
See ya. Okay, we'll go to Paul, mate. How are you this morning?
I'm great, mate. I'm great.
All right. Sounds like you're on the way to work.
No. I just dropped the young fella off to work and, yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Let's see if we can get you to go have a coffee or something like that at Coco Cabano. What's the answer?
Oh, I reckon it's wearing underwear for the second time in the row.
Sorry, mate. No, I can tell you, you were absolutely nowhere near it.
Oh,
yeah. See you, mate.
Okay. Oh, bye-bye. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, so here's the question again for you. Some people do this a lot, some not at all, but on average of those who do do it, they do it once a day. It is back again at 5:30 tomorrow morning, thanks to Coco Cubano. Make sure you have a think about it, because you never know. You could score that $50 to spend at Coco Cubano. Hey, Damien Cullinan, he's standing by on the other line there. He's bringing the Swingman Show to the Pinnacle Playhouse, part of the Festival of Arts. He's on the way after Sam Hunt at Triple M.
I don't know.
Evan Jane Day for breakfast at Triple M. Thanks to the Mackay Sugar City Sounds. Get your tickets at themac.com.au. And the Festival of Arts continues. There's so many things going on, including one of my favourite performers. He's just done just about everything. He's done TV, film, radio, live, stand-up. He's a comedian, and he's now learnt how to swing dance, and he's bringing the Swingman Show to the Pinnacle Playhouse. As a matter of fact, very soon. All the details, part of the Festival of Arts at triplem.com.au. He joins us this morning. One of the most underrated guys on TV, I reckon. Good morning.
Good night.
After all that, it was just a good day.
Mate, it's a good day. Yeah, yeah.
I've got to say, you're one of the most underrated performers on TV in Australia.
I rate myself very highly, so that's all that matters. And me and you, that's all. There's only two of us at our club meeting, and you chair it. I write the minutes. It works well.
How does the president of the fan club actually get to do all the other minutes? You should be there. You should be just sitting there doing absolutely nothing, and and everyone else does everything instead.
You'd think so, yeah. But, you know, someone's got to turn the urn on, mate.
Mate, how did you get into comedy in the first place?
Oh, look, I'm an ex-school teacher, but I kind of went back. I sort of got interested in teaching drama and went back into the performing arts kind of final year and started trying everything. I did a bit of improvisation and bit of mask theatre, did all the wanky stuff. And
what's mask theatre?
Oh, it's when you put something on your face, pretty much. there's all sorts of, you know, Eastern stuff and mask making rituals. But anyway, I took the mask off and started doing stand up, and things kicked off after that. And took long service leave. And got to tell the kids I wasn't coming back, and I've been running fast ever since, Dave.
Mate, I tell you, you've done some really good stuff. It just seems like you're in almost every single movie that Australia has produced over the past 10 years.
Once Bill Hunter passed on, someone had to take the baton. I've actually got a movie just about to come out called The Merger, based on one of our one-man shows. It's going to be in cinemas in August.
Oh, awesome. Can't wait.
About a country footy club that is about to fold and they recruit refugees to survive.
That is brilliant. That's going to be a great one to see, actually. Now, here's the thing. You've reinvented yourself yet again.
Yep.
It's a bit like the male version of Kylie Minogue, keep reinventing yourself, so to speak. And at the age of 51, you decided to take up swing dancing.
I did, yeah. A lot of people don't even know what swing dancing is or why they should have already done it by the time they're 51, but... For the novices out there, swing dancing is basically things like Charleston and Jitterbug, and it's a vintage American part of dancing.
Yeah.
So I kind of set myself the challenge to learn how to do it in less than 4 months in time for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And that's basically the story of the show. Like, it's just a fun midlife crisis, if you like, Dave.
Oh, mate, I'm in. As the chairman of the fan club,
I take the audience on the journey of, you know, all the partner dancing stuff we had to do as teenagers, you know, ballroom dancing and bush dancing. And the first half is storytelling. The second half is kind of on speed, really. It's me showing the audience my rush to go from go to woe.
Do you get people up on stage and give them a couple of pointers?
We are, in fact.
Awesome.
The show we're doing in Pinnacle, we're running a workshop a couple of hours before the show. And those who survive the workshop get to be part of the finale if they want.
Oh, that is absolutely brilliant. Look, the Pinnacle Playhouse, you're going to love it. It's a bit Shakespeare-esque, the theatre itself. It's really old school.
As in it's just a bit old?
No, it is a little bit old, but it just seems
good.
Yeah, it's one of those really intimate places, so you're going to love it.
Oh, that's perfect for the show. Yeah, there's a lot of physical energy in the show, but there's also a lot of storytelling, so it sounds like it'll be perfect.
Well, look, if you want all the details as part of the Festival of Arts, go to the website triplem.com.au. Damo, mate, thank you very much for joining us.
No worries, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to seeing you at the Pinnacle Playhouse as well. All the details at triplem.com.au. Going to catch up with Taylor and the Street Patrol next here at Triple M.
Quick question.
The local quiz for Sugar City Sounds. Three great Aussie acts live in Mackay. BB Prince Stadium, September 22. Tickets are on sale now at themecc.com.au.
Yeah, you can get your tickets from themec.com.au for this one. It's going to be huge. The Living End, Pete Murray, and Birds of Tokyo, plus tickets for one local band to be the start of all of that as well. All the details are at triplem.com.au, and Joel and Ange will have more details as we go through the course of Tuesday. However, Mark got through first to play the local quiz. So have you heard the local quiz before, Mark?
I have.
Okay, so you know the rules, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, just for legal reasons, as in the boss is back from holidays and she's listening in, there's five questions, 30 seconds to answer them in. If you get all five correct in that time frame, you're partying with us September 22 at BB Prince Stadium for Mackay Sugar City Sounds, okay?
Awesome. That'd be fantastic.
Do you know your local landmarks?
Not really, but anyway.
Okay. Well, I reckon you'll nail this. Okay. I have faith in you.
All right.
All right. Good luck. Your time starts after the first question. A tourist attraction in Serena is called the Serena Sugar what?
Ken.
The main road to Cannonvale is called what road?
The Bruce Highway.
The P. Commoner and Sons can be found in which town?
Mackay.
Who is the mayor of Mackay?
Craig Williamson.
Name an airline that flies into Mackay.
Virgin.
The main road to Cannonvale is called what? Something Harbour Road.
Chute Harbour Road.
Oh, I wonder how you got that one right. Well done.
Fantastic.
Look, you're coming out to Sugar City Sounds with us, okay?
Yeah, awesome. Thank you very much.
Which one are you looking forward to seeing? Either the Living End, Pete Murray, or the Birds of Tokyo?
Definitely the Living End.
Oh, you and me both. I mean, all three are great, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
You got to love your rock music, right?
Hell yeah.
All right, stay there. I'll grab some details off you, okay?
Good on you, mate. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Mark. That's how easy it is to play the local quiz. There's five questions, 30 seconds, and pretty much guaranteed to score another double pass, I should say, to Mackay Sugar City Sounds tomorrow. 12 past 6, Jane Day for breakfast. Thanks to Mackay Sugar City Sounds and proudly supporting and presenting Bon Jovi. This House Is Not For Sale tour for 2018 around Australia. You could be off to Suncorp Stadium with Bon Jovi Oki. All the details are at triplem.com.au. However, one of our good friends here at Triple M is the Mackay Mayor, Greg Williamson. Mayor, he joins us. Good morning, mate. How you doing?
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Mate,
on your own, mate.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's no good.
It happens every now and again, you know. Now and again, you've got to take holidays.
You'll have to get a sidekick, mate. You know, he can't go on holidays like that. That's crazy.
Need a cardboard cutout.
I can come in. We can call it the D&G show, mate. That'd put the wind up him.
The D&G show. That sounds like something you pay money to see down at King's Cross.
No, we won't go there.
Yeah. Righto. Hey, mate, plenty of things. Is it just me or is everything just all of a sudden happening in Mackay?
Oh, well, there's a lot going on and isn't that great? It's tremendous to see. I mean, obviously Sugar City Sounds coming up in September and those tickets are going really well. I think that's going to be a great show. I don't know. What about you? I think it'll be absolutely tremendous here.
You know what? We've Ange yesterday afternoon, I heard her. She gave the details out, but you can actually win yourself a spot on the ticket there as a band. So I'm thinking about bringing the man band out. Do you want to play the tambourine?
No, mate.
On the side?
I can't play. I don't even think the tambourine would be good for me. But
but what about the news yesterday that broke, the Women's Big Bash League?
Well, the Big Bash League.
This is going to be great.
Absolutely, mate. It was. They were here, of course, this January to start off the summer season. And over two games this January, they played the Melbourne Fire Stars.
Yeah.
And we had 8,000 people over two nights.
That's great.
And it enthused them so much, they said, we want to come back. And so here they are, part of our events attraction program that councils, you know, we're really, really proud to be able to bring these guys back.
Mm.
So the Heat are coming back, and on the 5th of January, they're taking on the Adelaide Strikers. That'll be under lights on Saturday night, and on Sunday, it'll be a lunchtime start game. So in the afternoon on Sunday, the 6th of January, they're taking on the Melbourne Renegades.
And what's really good about the Women's Big Bash League is now it's just been decided that they're going to have a standalone thing on TV as well.
Absolutely.
You know, it sort of, I mean, obviously there's a few technical issues there as well, but it's great to see that women's sports in general, instead of just netball, they're really starting to come to the forefront.
Absolutely, and as the guys said last time, when you see the women's cricket team on the field, I mean, it's not just doing things for women's cricket; it's doing things for cricket, because you know, these guys they really get into it. They are cricketers in their own right, and what we're going to see in January coming up next year is some world class action, and right here in Mackay, absolutely, it'll be free to get in.
Yeah,
there'll be Eat Street on again down there at Harrop Park.
Nice.
You know, we're going to be really proud of our Harrop Park grounds. Cricket Australia have told me that this is the best regional cricket ground in Australia, bar none.
That is great.
And so I take my hat off to Harrop Park and all the committee and the ground crew down there. They do an absolutely outstanding job.
Now, when it comes to cricket yourself, did you play back in the day?
No, well, you know, every schoolboy plays cricket. Well, that's a broad statement, but yes, I mean, I played in schoolboy cricket, and my dad was very much into cricket. He used to play for Arsenal here in Mackay, and so I did a little bit of cricket in my youth. Not that I was any good, Dave.
Yeah, can I put you under the bus?
yeah, right.
Can we get you to bowl the first ball of the game?
Oh,
you know how they do the honorary kickoff in rugby league.
Hang on,
can
mate.
We get you to do the same thing?
Yeah,
hopefully you're not like John Howard.
No. Hopefully we won't do it. I'd have to practice for a month, mate, but look, I'm willing to take it on. But, you know, the girls will be falling over themselves laughing. Anyway,
girls. It's not just the girls, mate, I'll tell you.
All right. So if you get behind the wicket, if you're the wicket keeper, I'll bowl the first ball.
Just to see you bowl the first ball, done.
Righto. Okay.
That's on tape now, too. Greg Williamson, Mackay Mayor, thanks very much
for
coming
in. Good
on
you, Dave. Good to talk to you, mate.
It's Mackay and the Wit Sundays, Triple M. On 8 degrees, high points, Mackay and the Wit Sundays, Triple M. Jay and Dave for breakfast, and Hall & Oates, 23-7, playing the greatest hits from the 80s, 90s, and now here at Triple M. That would have cast a few minds back to when you were a kid, when it first came out in the 80s. It would kind of reminded me of something that actually happened last night after 11 o'clock. That would be Stephen Sentiempo. He does a show overnight across Australia with the Triple M network. He was he got a call casting their minds back to when they were kids and things that the kids these days wouldn't have any clue about, like you know, just amusing yourself as a child. And for me, it reminded me of, what do you miss from your childhood? You know, those things? If you've got one, 13, 20, 7, 10. The one that I've put up on Facebook at the moment, for me, was swinging around. The amount of gymnastics that you could perform with the Hills Hoist. Remember that? Are they still around? The Hills Hoist? Possibly. You might have one in your place. But that was just one of the things that from our childhood that I kind of missed. 13, 20, 7, 10, if you got some as well. There's a whole heap of them that you could remember back in the day when you were a kid. Give me a call. 13, 20, 7, 10. Those things you missed from your childhood. Yeah. 13, 20, 7, 10. Take your calls after El King, the Hills Horse. Gotta love it. Triple M. And everything Mackay and the Whit Sundays at Triple M and Morgan Evans. 19 to 8. Jay is back next week. It's sitting on 8 degrees at Walkeston. Heading for a fine day, a sunny day, but there's plenty of cloud cover around the around Serena Ranges as well as the Mackay CBD. It's going to be a little bit chilly for the whole day, and as a matter of fact, for the whole week as well, including the G&S Engineering Wine and Food Day, which is on Saturday at Queen's Park. Make sure you get out there with the kids and have a good time. However, before we do, this came up earlier, yesterday, as a matter of fact. Ange and I, in the afternoons, were having a good old chinwag about it. The dumbest thing you believed as a kid. Cast your mind back to when you were a child, or maybe you've even taught that same thing off to your kids and then to their kids as well. You maybe even told your grandkids and just left the middleman out. The dumbest thing you believed as a kid. I remember believing with the chewing gum, if you swallowed it, you would blow bubbles out your backside, because that's what my dad said. He said a whole heap of other stuff as well, which I believe, like, you know, if you pick your nose, your head will cave in. Those sorts of things. 13, 27, 10. I would love to hear some of those other ones that that you believed as a kid, or maybe you've passed on to your kids and to your grandkids. Those dumbest things. We'll take your calls after Rick Astley. Some of them on Facebook are absolute doozies. We'll go through a couple of those too. At Triple M, Rick Astley. At Triple M, no, you haven't been Rickrolled. It's 14 to 8. We had a Rick Astley day a few years ago. Should get him on the phone if he's coming to Australia once again. He was absolutely brilliant. It's Jay and Dave for breakfast. Thanks to Mackay Sugar City Sounds. All the details are at triplem.com.au. You can win those passes, those tickets off to September 28, 22 at BB Prince Stadium through the local quiz, which is up after 8 o'clock. However, the dumbest thing you believed as a kid. 13, 27, 10. We had a good old chat, myself and Ange, in the afternoons yesterday afternoon, talking about this, and it went gangbusters on Facebook as well. Hey, Di, the dumbest thing you remember believing as a kid, what was it?
You know, when we were kids, we pulled funny faces at our brothers and sisters, and my mum and dad used to tell us, be careful, the wind will change and your face will stay like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a staple, isn't it?
Absolutely. We did the same to our kids, and
it's
never lifted down since.
Yeah. You know what? My youngest cousin, I think he was around about 6 at the time, he started making faces at us, so I actually said the exact same thing. And he stopped, and he didn't believe me. He said, yeah, right. So a gust of breeze came through pretty quickly. All of a sudden, I've chucked a face, and I started screaming in pain. After that, he believed it for another 13 years.
Oh, it's a classic.
It is. Thanks for your call.
No worries. Have a great day.
You too. Brianna, what did you believe as a kid?
So my dad had me believing for a very long time that sugar mill was actually a cloud maker.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, so when did you stop making that? Like, when did you find out that wasn't the case?
I probably believed it for far too long, probably into my teens.
Quite sad.
Yeah. And the cute thing is that he now tells my son the same thing, and he fully believes it.
Nice. Carrying it on the family. I love that.
It is. It's really cute.
That is awesome. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
See ya. Chris, your turn. What's the dumbest thing you believed as a kid?
Don't swallow watermelon seeds, they'll grow in your belly.
What?
Watermelon seeds. Don't swallow the watermelon seeds.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did you believe that?
Yeah, not long.
What, you gave it a shot, did you? You made sure you wanted to test the theory.
Oh, it's just one of those things the oldies say.
Oh, good on you, Christine. Take it easy, okay?
No worries. See ya.
See ya. Okay. Let's go to Chris. Chris, mate, the dumbest thing you believed as a kid, what was it?
How many do you want?
Well, I'm here until 9 o'clock.
Well, I'll give you one from my mum and one from dad.
Yeah, go for it.
Dad's favourite one was dates, cockroaches. Dried cockroaches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and to this day, I have still not eaten a dried date.
No, I wouldn't either. Not after being told that.
But the best one is actually from my mum. She actually convinced me that rice was dried maggots.
Oh, man.
To the point where she actually got me to go up to a Chinese restaurant and go out the back, knock on the door and ask to see the maggots.
And wow.
The restaurateur actually just grabbed a bag of rice and showed me.
So they were in on it?
Yeah, I don't know whether they were in on it, but I think he just twigged straight away and, helped mum out.
That's gold. That is absolutely gold. Kia, dumbest thing you believed as a kid, what was it?
Well, I was convinced by my parents and most of my aunts and uncles down in Melbourne that if we chewed chewing gum and we swallowed it, that our ribs and our guts will all get stuck together and we'd die.
And that's not the case?
Hell no, I'm still alive.
All right.
Back in the 80s when Hubba Bubba was all the rage and everyone was chewing Hubba Bubba, well, I think all of our parents and all the Greeks in Melbourne just didn't like their kids chewing chewing gum, so I think that's why they told us that.
You know what, that's a universal thing. I don't think it was just the Greek families.
Radio.
Because I heard that from my mother as well.
Oh, okay.
So there you go, hey?
Well, there you go. Fascinating.
Did you pass that down the line, though, to your kids?
No, I just threatened them, don't you dare swallow it, just spit it out.
Thanks for your call. Have a great day. Look, go to Facebook, okay, Triple M Mackay is where you find us. The dumbest thing you've believed as a kid, there's quite a few really good ones on there. It's 9 to 8 at Triple M.